All right, we're going to bring down the Phantom Cats, who have a show Wednesday night with Bars of Gold at the Loving Touch, because we are about to go live in the studio with the White Ravens at WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves.
All right, we're ready on the motor live drive at 5 today. We have the fabulous White Ravens in the studio. Guys and gals, are you there?
Woo, yep.
Whoa, they're here. In fact, White Ravens, what are you going to start off with us for today?
The first song that we're going to play for you today is Saddle Up the Whales, which is about saddling up the whales and riding them in the sea.
Go, take it away.
On the side, the birds that feed on the worms were deprived of their daily snack. So when I walked out of my house, the robins were out to attack. Let's saddle up the whales before a run on the deep blue sea. Let's saddle up the whales, all take a gnaw while you take a pinky. Let's go out to the blue hole, you know two rights don't make no wrong. This whole town is absurd, but with our
That is so much fun.
Well, White Ravens, would you like to introduce the band?
Yes. So we're the White Ravens. We come from Ann Arbor, Michigan. We like the sea, whales. We like Rube Goldberg machines and generally strange things. I guess we like to call ourselves like a keyboard pop sort of band. And we're super happy to be playing for you today.
Well, who else is playing with you? You are Amy.
I'm Amy. Will Bennett is on the keyboards, my fabulous brother, and Jeremy Frey on the drums.
All right. And you've got a big show coming up this Friday night.
We do. We're playing this Friday at 9 p.m. at Woodruff's in Ypsilanti. And we're playing with Flatfoot, Hullabaloo, Ghost City Searchlight, and it's going to be awesome.
Whoa.
It's a great venue to see music.
Yeah, we love Woodruff's. Yeah. We played there a lot before, and it's always a great time.
That's very cool. In fact, why don't we get some more music going? What would you like to play next?
Okay, our next song is called Rube Goldberg.
And why is it called... Oh, never mind. Oh, in fact, why is it called Rube Goldberg?
This song is about... It's about how life can kind of be like a Rube Goldberg machine. Sometimes, like a Rube Goldberg machine is a contraption that's made out of very unlikely components. So, for instance, a chicken could lay an egg, and that egg could fall on a spoon, and that somehow, at the end of this chain of events, you could, say, light a house on fire.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's a metaphor for life and how sometimes very unlikely things happen in a chain, and you find yourself in a totally new place.
All right. Well, take it away. Sorry,
very
Will.
Cool.
Oh,
right.
Wow. Your songwriting is so detailed. It's not like repeating the chorus over and over again and saying, you know, the same line over and over. Your storytelling is you're telling the stories. It's how does all that come together with the music and all?
Usually it works out that I hear Will, the keyboardist for our band, playing something really cool on the piano, and he ends up playing so many cool things that we try and fit them all into one song. So we try and like tell a story through these multiple musical parts, and it ends up just being a long thing like Rube Goldberg. So,
all right, and you guys have been playing together for a while, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Will and I have actually been playing together for almost 10 years. So it's almost our 10-year anniversary as a band. It's hard to believe.
Well, it really is hard to believe because you're so young. You're like, I think you've just turned 21 or...
Yep, I'm 21, my brother's 20. We've been playing since we were 11 and 12.
That's awesome.
We like to think we've gotten a little bit better since then, though.
Oh, so. Maybe. You were pretty good last time you were here. So.
You've always impressed us.
Oh, thank you. We're playing here.
But,
all right.
In fact, as you say, Will's keyboards put the music together, but how do the words come together?
Usually I'm just inspired by Will's music. Like, I listen to the music and I think of an image or some words, and it just sort of naturally comes together.
So the music always comes first.
Yep, it always has.
And how long has Will been playing piano?
Will's been playing piano for a very long time, since he was 6 or 7 years old. So he's already a veteran.
Whoa, he really is. Not only does he play with the White Ravens, but I think he's been playing with a few other bands as well, hasn't he?
He has. He's been playing with the lovely Jacob Seraph in Ann Arbor as the Wine Bar Piano Duo. And they're wonderful. They like doing sort of swing music.
All right.
Love hearing them.
And and your mother has also told us Will's been playing down at the Rathskeller here in Detroit, doing traditional piano music.
Yep, traditional German songs. I think Will loves playing there. It's a great place.
Well, good. We'll have to come down and see him sometime.
I just watching him play is so much fun. He's so animated when you play. It's just, you just add so much to it. Both of you are so animated, you know, with your vocals and in your playing. It's just fun, upbeat music. I love it.
Thank you.
And you really have to come out and see it live to get the full effect of the White Ravens.
Yes.
And you can see them this Friday at the at Woodruff's in Ypsilanti.
Yes, 9 p.m.
Okay.
It's going to be a wonderful show.
Ah, in fact, what else can you play for us today?
Today, we have another song for you from our latest album. This song is called Conspiracy, and it's about how sometimes when you're in a relationship, it can feel like you're sort of playing spy versus spy against the other person in the relationship, and you're not even, and you're almost a little bit enemies, even though you might be in love. So, conspiracies. Yep.
Oh, baby.
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a little abrupt for me. It caught me by surprise.
Like them short and sweet.
Yeah. Well, you tend to, but hey, you pack so much into them that it works out that way. In fact, I need to relax a little bit as well.
Now, you have, this is a new CD you have out. What is the name of it? I know your last one was Weather Vanes and Gargoyles. Or
yes, our latest one is Saddle Up the Whales. It features a lot of songs about marine life and the sea, a couple whale songs, three, I think, actually.
Three whale songs?
Yes. Just really went whale crazy, I guess.
No pandas this time?
Actually, no pandas. It's been a big change. Moving away from our addictions. And
well, where can people get the music of the White Ravens?
You can find our music on cdbaby.com. It should also be on iTunes and through our website, whiteravensmusic.com.
Okay. And in fact, you're also on Facebook, aren't you?
Yes, please like us on Facebook. Just search The White Ravens and we should come right up.
All right.
So we post updates about our concerts, that sort of thing. So if you want to see us live, please do like us.
And you really do need to see them live. They're a whole trip when you see them live.
That we are.
You get the full effect of your White Raven.
Yes, you're missing over the radio the crazy facial expressions of my brother Will.
And don't forget those hands.
Oh, yeah.
Hand action. And usually he wears a sparkly jacket or a top hat or something. You always stand out in a crowd. We're not letting him talk, are we?
Oh, not today.
Didn't give him a mic. Sorry, Will.
Well, we're letting Amy take over for that. In fact, Amy, what would you like to do next?
Okay, next we're going to play a song that's about a mafia fight that breaks out in a grocery store. And the participants in this mafia fight are vegetables. So here we go. This one's called Arlene's Grocery.
The red peppers in the vegetable case seem to shiver as we walk through the door. Aunt Jemima wears a fighting face as we stride through the aisles of the grocery store. A jar of pickles falls in fright and the bread toasts itself to brown. A bag of shrimp scuttles away because it knows that a fight is about to go down. Grapefruit, oranges, and deception are on our sale tonight. Red oranges are in season. Be my guest and take the first bite. Again, a victim hits me on the head as I scan the canned goods aisle. The candle soon nearly boils with rage and setting the snappies to grow hostile. We'll be right back.
Whoa. All right.
Very nice. Oh.
Now, I really like that ending on there. That was...
That got very jazzy and...
and cool.
Very smooth.
Yeah, I like to throw in all sorts of styles into our music.
And the vegetable mafia?
Yes.
What was it? The shrimp scatter away or something?
Oh, yeah. Bag of shrimp scuttles away. Yeah.
Great visual images.
Thank you.
So you write with so much creativity and visual images, but I understand you're going to school right now to become a neurosurgeon or an atomic scientist or something?
I'm studying, getting a degree in neuroscience at U of M right now, so that mostly means for me in my life that I play with a lot of fruit fly brains.
Mm. Whoa.
And dye them and make them pretty colors.
Oh, adventures in science.
Wow.
Yes. It's really fun.
It's an adventure.
So you get inside the brain of a fruit fly?
Yes. We have to take some very sharp forceps and use them to dissect out a brain. It takes a lot of practice.
I bet. Have you written that into a song at all?
We're working on it. Okay. We'll be coming on our next CD.
All right. It's amazing how much sound you guys get out of just a trio, and we're really happy to see someone, Will is playing the electric piano that someone donated to the station, because I think this is only the second time it's been played.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you're breaking it in real good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Sounds great, yeah.
So.
In fact, where again can people get a hold of the White Ravens?
You can get a hold of us if you want to see us live. We are playing this Friday at 9 p.m. at Woodruff's. You should come. It's going to be great. You can also find our latest CDs online. You can find them on CD Baby on our website, White Ravens Music, and on iTunes.
All right. And what websites can they get you on?
You can go to our website, whiteravensmusic.com. And again, if you want to listen for some updates on our concerts, you should like us on Facebook. So just search The White Ravens.
And speaking of Facebook, Marla, who has been a regular listener for the last couple of weeks, is online listening, as well as Dave, Kevin, Laura, and Renee have all piped in with comments saying you guys sound good. So we know
you people
are listening.
All right. In fact, for all those listeners, what are you going to give them next?
The next song that we're going to play is called Informational Video. It's a very friendly, helpful informational video about how to escape from a maze filled with all sorts of dangerous animals in it and dangerous things. So
it's good information.
Yes. Useful.
I want to know how to do that.
Well, you can learn. Yep, this song's called Informational Video.
Above the serve as a lesson.
Fabulous White Ravens right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 WHFR. That's Amy Bennett and Will Bennett, and the name of your drummer again is?
The wonderful, magnificent Jeremy Frey.
Whoa, along with the magnificent and wonderful Will and Amy Bennett. Now tell me, where did the name White Ravens come from?
So as we mentioned, Will and I have been playing in this band since we were really little, and we named the band when we were 10 and 11. And I just sort of thought that a white raven was a really cool image, and that would be the greatest name for a band. And so it sort of stuck with us. And we just kept it.
Well, that's good, because you guys have always been a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you.
And that's what it's all about.
Try not to be anything but.
Well, if you're having fun, everybody else will, too.
Well, we love playing.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
But yeah, you said that the name was a great visual, and your songs are all very visual. Even playing that game, you could feel yourself like a little Pac-Man person going running into the lion or into the room with your key in your pocket. That's very cool.
Oh, thanks.
It's very creative. So, and you've got the show. It's at the Woodruff, and it's a great lineup. Flatfoot is playing with you, and he's from Lansing, I believe. I haven't seen him in ages. And Hullabaloo and Ghost City Searchlight. It's a great lineup up there Friday night. Are you going to be the opening band? Do you know what time you're scheduled to start?
We are going to be headlining, so we'll be the latest band to play. I'm not quite sure when we're going on exactly, but towards the end of the night.
Well, good for you.
But it's going to be such a cool show. Come early and stay late.
Yes.
And especially the stay late part.
Stay late. But yeah, come and hear all the other great bands that are going to be playing with us.
So your CD, Saddle Up the Whales, the first one you put out, Gargoyles and Weather Vanes, you pretty much produced that and put it out yourself. Is this on your own label as well?
Yes. We've done this all ourselves. We were working with Jim Diamond with Geta Recorders in Detroit. So he helped us record our music and helped make the CD what it is.
Oh, I didn't realize he was working with you on that.
Yeah, we've loved working with him. We worked with him on our last album as well.
Yeah, he's a good guy and a great bass player as well.
Yeah, he's actually also a really good Scrabble player online, so little did you know.
Little did I know, and now all our listeners know as well.
Interesting.
Well, what else are you going to play for us today?
Okay, the next song we're going to play for you is called Shepherd's Pie, and it's about someone who's stranded in the middle of the ocean, and they only have a styrofoam horse for support. So this is a song that they're singing to their styrofoam horse.
Styrofoam horse apparently.
Yeah. All right. Now, Amy, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You personally. Now, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. If the question I've got for you is, being a senior at U of M, studying microbiology, how do you have time to write songs and produce albums and go out and play shows and put records out on your own label? Where do you find the time for all of this?
I don't sleep, actually. That's how I make the time. Just don't find that I need to.
That happens to college students.
Yep. But yeah, a lot of hard work and help from others.
Well, like, you want to give a shout out to some of those others?
Shout out, I guess, to Will a lot, because he did most of the extra instrumentation on our CD. And so he did, yeah, a wonderful job of doing that. And my mom, she's been a great help to us.
So. Yeah, she's your number one supporter, that's for sure.
Yep.
Really appreciate her keeping in touch on Facebook and letting us know how you guys are doing and what's up.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, and I guess Jim Diamond as well, to help produce your records.
A Scrabble player, I never would have thought.
Challenge him to a game and you will see. Yeah.
All right. Well, in fact, your things are moving right along, but I see you've got a lot of songs left on your playlist, and I'd really like to hear more.
Okay. So moving on to the next one. This song is called Rubber Band, and it's just about when life gets really tough, and you've got to be resilient.
And you are.
A man is a rubber band. You stretch him and you stretch him.
Just looking at your Facebook page and the description that you wrote about the band,
Purveyors of quirky piano-driven tunes that take you to places that only exist in your imagination. What a great description, and it's very accurate. You do nice work.
Thank you.
Now, so far, everything you've done today has been your own music.
Yes.
But on your set list, it looks like the next song will be something a little different.
The next song, yes, this is an older song, Bye Bye Blackbird. We recorded it on the album in dedication to a friend of mine who passed away while we were writing the album and who performed at the Blackbird Theater in Ann Arbor. So this is for him, for Danny Friedland. Yeah.
All right. Well, Beck, what made you pick that song for him?
Just the name. He was an actor at the Blackbird Theater Company, Bye Bye Blackbird. It seemed to all fit, and we also just like playing the song. So.
All right. Well, we'll let you take it away then. Right. Yeah. I really like the what you've done to that song. The swing stuff that Will has put into that, and it's just a very nice version of that. I really like it.
Thank you. Yeah, we like to keep it upbeat and danceable.
In fact, your mother was telling us there's more to the story of this song, the recording of this song than you told us earlier.
Well. More to the recording of this song.
Yeah.
It went through various incarnations. We had to try it multiple times to get it right. Just we wanted to get the piano absolutely perfect. So it was definitely a long process for this song. We've had like various violins on this song, other stuff, but it ended up working out best as a simple song. So it was a complex route to get to a sort of simple ending.
Well, Mr. White does a show on Monday called Swing Time, and he said that's one he could pull out of this show and play on his swing show. So, ooh. Sounds good. We had a caller, Steve Homer, actually, who does a show on WHFR Wednesday mornings from noon to 2, and he wanted to know what other non-musical writers have influenced your writing.
Which other non-musical writers have influenced me? Definitely a lot of children's writers. I love children's books even now, like the Wizard of Oz books. I love those even today. Diana Wynne Jones, a British fantasy author who's fabulous. Trying to think here. And just various sci-fi writers. Asimov, I like to read science fiction short stories, so that has inspired some of our songs.
All right.
Well, I know he's a big fan of your music, and he said he's hoping to see you in Detroit soon. He doesn't drive, and so he has to get around on buses. But he enjoys the show. He's listening at home and says you guys sound real good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we hope to play in Detroit soon.
All right.
In fact, come out and see ya.
In fact, for your non-musical influences are there, but what are your musical influences?
A lot of, I know that Will has told me that Billy Joel, Elton John have really inspired him. The Beatles as well, and maybe some other more classical influences, and Gershwin. So Will listens to everything, and he can almost recognize any tune you play for him.
All right. In fact, what other tunes are we going to play today?
Okay. The next song that we're going to play is Sparks. It's from our previous album, Gargoyles and Weather Vanes. And this one's about getting out of the house and seeing new things and having some fun.
Things everybody should do.
Yes. Okay, Sparks.
We've been listening to the White Ravens here in Live Drive at 5, and you have a show Friday night up at Woodruff, which is at 36 East Cross Street in Ypsilanti. And along with you is going to be the Hullabaloo, Flatfoot, and Ghost City Searchlight. And you guys are the headliners.
Yes, we're so excited. You should come out because it's going to be fantastic.
And you have a new CD out called Saddle Up the Whales?
Yes.
All right.
And where may people get that?
People can get our CD through CD Baby. Through our website, whiteravensmusic.com. And also, you should like us on Facebook because we give out awesome updates.
Right.
And will your new CD be available at your show this Friday?
Yes, it will be there, along with T-shirts and some various merchandise with ravens on it and the occasional panda.
Oh, you... The panda backpacks were fabulous.
Yeah. I got that at the last year's pledge drive.
Oh, really?
It was I made a pledge, and I got the backpack, panda bear backpack that you gave to us.
And it was
last
handmade.
Time you were here, yeah.
Yes. I still have those, so if that interests you.
Oh, you made more? Oh, I thought it was a one-of-a-kind thing. But you,
Disappoint.
I love it. I've got the tummy filled with stuff, personal, say, collective stuff.
Well, you've only got about 7 minutes left. So that you can get a couple of songs in there, can't you? They're short.
I think. Okay, the next one what we're going to play is Space with 3 A's. It's about incompetence by leadership in space. So it's extra bad because it's in space.
The chicken or the egg, the dread pirate stuck.
Thank you. Fabulous White Ravens here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Anything else you want to tell our audience before the end of the show?
Our show, Friday, tomorrow at 9 p.m. at Woodruff's. You should come out because it's going to be wonderful. Thank you guys for listening to us. And do check us out on Facebook, on our website, whiteravensmusic.com. And do look into obtaining our CD on CD Baby.
All right. In fact, we got 2 minutes left. What can you give us?
Okay. I think we might do a cover for our last song. This song is called Philosophy by Ben Folds.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Next week on the Live Drive, we will have D Orchestra with featuring Jesse Shepherd Bates. It's not clicking.